There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
8 o'clock hours. We get you to your weekend as quickly as possible on the official home of the Dallas Cowboys. We have the radio side with the pregame, play-by-play, and post Sunday night football between the Cowboys and the Steelers. If you missed Mike McCarthy, he was fantastic with us this morning. We'll bring you that at 8:40, but these guys have the TV side. Football Night in America on NBC. Tony Dungy, the Hall of Famer, joining us live on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Once again, back on Sean and RJ. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Hey, what do you say, guys? I am excited and fired up. I was actually in Pittsburgh yesterday to interview Coach Tomlin for our show Sunday night. And I tell you, the city is on fire waiting for those Cowboys to come in and renew this rivalry.
Coach, how much do you get, like, what secrets do you really get behind the scenes that you don't disclose on air, like in those pre-production, especially with the connections you have, former Steeler and Coach Tomlin? How much do you really get that you don't reveal?
Yeah, sometimes, depending on who it is, in a situation like this where I have a lot of ties in Pittsburgh, you'll get some things and some information. Coach let me watch practice, and I saw some things that I said, wow, this can help. And as I go on the broadcast and talk about it post-game, I'll have a different insight. But, yeah, you have to keep some of those things inside for sure.
Because we were trying to wonder this with Tom Brady. Like, if he gets involved with Raiders ownership, he won't be allowed in those. Well, that, do you think that would hurt you a lot as a broadcaster if you didn't have that access?
You know, it would. If you're calling the game, you get to see some things and you get to anticipate some things. Well, I saw this formation in practice, and this is what they're going to do. You're ready for it. It doesn't catch you by surprise. If you don't get that access, yeah, it would be a little tougher. And to go in and have the coach be honest with you. You know, I could ask Mike, hey, what are you thinking? How did he plan to try to stop CeeDee Lamb? And he's going to tell me. Because he trusts me. And if I'm calling the game, I can look out for that. But if I don't have that ability to do that, I don't have that access to watch practice, then you're kind of calling the game blindly.
Is this something that you didn't enjoy as a coach on the other side?
Well, you have to try to be careful. You want to help those guys do their job, but you don't want to give away things, and you don't want to put yourself out there, put your team at a disadvantage. So you have to be careful. You have to know who it is. And you get, especially in the Cowboys situation, the Steelers, you're playing big games. You've got these national broadcasters. You get to know over the years who you can trust and how it's going to work.
Tony Dungy here on 105 through the Fan. Coach, we feel like this is like season on the brink time for the Cowboys with this.
Amen.
why do you agree?
I just see the Cowboys playing a little bit up and down. I think it's a team with great potential, But I don't see that consistency that you need. And so at some point, and I always felt this as a coach, mid-October, that's when I start to know what kind of team I have. Yeah, we can have some up and down performances in September, but we've got to start to hit this groove to define who we really are. And I think the Cowboys need to define who they are.
Coach, you know, you were obviously one of the big forward-thinking defensive minds when you were out there coaching. When you look at the Cowboys' run defense, we're all trying to figure out what is this? Is this personnel? Is it scheme? Is there effort? What's the issue here? When you look at Dallas's run defense and some of the struggles they've had, what stands out to you?
I think it's a little bit of everything. This day and age is different. This game, as a defensive coordinator, you're coming in to stop the pass. There's no doubt about it. That's how you win games. And there's very few teams that are going to do what Baltimore did and just say, hey, we're going to pound it and run it. You've got to be able to come up with schemes and systems in those type of games that work. And you're not going to need them all year. You might need them 5 games out of 17. But when you need it, you've got to have it in your bag. And I think the Dallas just wasn't quite ready for that. And they've got to get that going. Now, against the Giants, they shut them down. That wasn't a great running attack, and it wasn't a team that you fear. This Pittsburgh Steelers is going to be different. They're going to come in, and there's no doubt in my mind they're going to try to test them running the football. So Dallas is going to have to be ready.
You know, Coach, we've asked the question about Mike Zimmer and if, like, what he's trying to do is like a little outdated. Do you think that's part of the case?
No, I don't. People can look at it that way, but it's not the case at all. We actually went through this our Super Bowl year in Indianapolis in 2006. We had a dynamic offense with Peyton Manning. We're putting up a lot of points. So we built our defense to stop the pass and to protect leads in the fourth quarter. In the first part of the year, we were ahead most of the time. We're winning games. It's not a problem. We started out 9-0. But in the second half of the year, the weather got a little colder. Our offense wasn't as efficient. We're in tight games. People are running the ball. And we lost 4 out of 7 games coming down the stretch. And our run defense was not very good. We had some injuries, just like the Cowboys are facing. We lost Bob Sanders for a time. And we weren't the same. And people were running the ball on us. But we got to the playoffs, and we knew what we had to do. And we didn't change the scheme at all. So I don't think with Coach Zimmer it's the scheme. Sometimes it's just emphasis. They are going to have to emphasize run defense this week, in my opinion, because if I'm the Pittsburgh Steelers with what I have and I've got a young quarterback, I want to run the ball and see if Dallas can stop it.
Coach, we talk about Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, that connection that they have there. And if you were on the Pittsburgh side, and given that you say this is a league where you're trying to stop the pass now, how would you be looking at trying to defuse that connection, which has been so successful for the Cowboys the last couple of years?
You have to disrupt timing. You have to shift the coverage to CeeDee and know where he is. And there's no question. You get these offenses like this, Malik Nabers. You got to know where he is and know that the ball is going to him in big situations and try to force them to go to the second option. Pittsburgh is not a heavy man-to-man team. So in your zone concepts, every zone player has to know where CeeDee is and focus on him when he comes in your area. And that's how you try to do it, make them go to the second option. And it's not easy. And you know that he's going to catch some balls. I mean, he's a dynamic guy. You're not going to go out there and shut him out. But you want to take away the big play and in the big situations, try to make him go somewhere else.
How would you defend Fields, Tony? And are you buying that he's a much different guy than he was in Chicago?
He's different. I think he's getting different coaching from Arthur Smith. They've got a better team. He doesn't have to do everything. He's not taking chances, trying to make the big play all the time. But he's still a guy that the mobility is the number one thing. So as you're rushing the passer, you've got to design your rush lanes. Everybody's got to be disciplined. You can't just tee off on him like you would a pocket quarterback. And, I think if you're the Cowboys, you want to make him throw the ball. We've got to stack the line of scrimmage, take away the run, try to get him in second and longs and third and longs. Make him throw, keep him in the pocket, and see if he can beat us from the pocket.
Tony Dungy here on the official home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. We have a lot of fun with Micah versus TJ. Obviously, Micah's not playing. Where do you put Watt on your list of pass rushers with Myles Garrett or Bosa or Crosby along with Micah? Is TJ one for you, Coach?
I don't know who's one. Mike Tomlin would tell me TJ's number one, and I've watched a lot of film with Mike yesterday, seeing him get chipped, double teamed. Same thing with Micah Parsons. They move Micah around a lot more. They move Myles Garrett around a lot more. TJ Watt lines up on the left side of the defense. You know where he's going to be. You want to stack your line that way, turn your center that way. You want to chip with a tight end. You know where he is, and he's had to defeat all that from one position. That's why I kind of like TJ Watt if I was ranking them. But Myles Garrett and Micah Parsons, Max Crosby, it's a tough top five. You put those guys up there, and you could shake them out of a bag, however they come out, you'd be happy with any of the five of them.
Tony Dungy joining us here at 105.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Fan. So Coach McCarthy is in the final year of his contract.
And Zimmer,
yeah. So the term, the lame duck term, I thought in the offseason the team should have given even a 1 year extension just to avoid players maybe checking out or making it easier on them to check out. Is the reality there that it does play a role? The coach's contract does play a role?
It depends on where you are. As I said, I was in Pittsburgh yesterday. If Mike Tomlin was in the last year of his contract, we wouldn't even be talking about it, because they haven't fired a coach in 54 years. So it wouldn't matter. Okay, Dallas Cowboys is a different situation. Some other teams is a different situation. I love being in the last year of my contract, frankly. It didn't happen very often, but I always thought I was going to prove that I would be more valuable to you. You're taking the chance. You let me get to the last year of my contract and we go to the Super Bowl, then I'm going to hold up the bank. You know, yep. So it didn't bother me, and I don't think players worry about that much. The outside noise comes in, yep. And when you're in Dallas, that noise is louder than it is probably any place else in the country. So if you're Jerry Jones, you have to think about that. It's not a big deal for him, and it's not a big deal for Coach McCarthy, but the noise is going to accelerate, and sometimes you have to do something to take care of that noise. If you're in Pittsburgh, you just say, hey, we'll get it done. Don't worry about it. Coach Tomlin's going to be here, and we'll get it figured out, and nobody's going to care, because in 54 years, it hasn't mattered.
Do you think, Tony, that you could have won big and thrived here in this atmosphere? And how many of your other coaches, friends in the circle are just like, I would never go work there, or I would love to go work there under the spotlight?
You know what? I think if you do it right, and you know, you can thrive anywhere. And there are some people that have thrived under Jerry in Dallas, and would have enjoyed it. I would have enjoyed it. I think I've been around him in owners' meetings and league meetings and stuff, and competing against them, and it would be fun. People told me not to go to Tampa when I got the job here in 1996. Oh, it's a graveyard for coaches, and you can't look at it that way. It's an opportunity if you. You know, can respect and work with the people that are there. That's all that counts. And I would have enjoyed working there, I think.
Coach Dungy, when you look at, you know, the fact that the Cowboys are without DeMarcus Lawrence and Micah Parsons in this game, and then Deron Bland still is not back in the secondary, there's a question about Kalen Carson being available in the secondary for them this week. Which do you think would be easier to try and scheme up? Coverage while you're down a couple guys, or scheming up, you know, pressure while you're down a few guys?
It's hard to create pressure. You need those great pass rushers. I think that's a big factor. They've done a pretty good job without Bland, and it's difficult when you lose a great cover guy like that. But I can tell you this, when you lose great rushers, it really is hard. Now, in Dallas's favor, Pittsburgh has some injuries on their offensive line. And so it's not going to be quite as critical, I don't think. And the fact that if you can come up with a run-stopping plan, I think you then put Pittsburgh behind the eight ball. If you were playing if you're playing Patrick Mahomes and you don't have your pass rushers, that's a real problem. But this week, I think if Coach Zimmer can scheme up a way to stop the run, I think they're going to be okay.
Coach, you know, you and Monty Kiffin kind of famously became tied to the whole Tampa 2 scheme. you know, there's been the recent push, most notably from Mel Kiper, where he says, need to eliminate two high safeties. That's got to go away. It's just killing the offensive game. What are your thoughts on the idea of eliminating two high safeties?
I saw that, and I had to laugh and chuckle, as Mel Kiper thinks it just came into existence last year. Two high safeties came to the NFL in 1972. Bud Carson brought it to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Ooh. That's where I got it from. I was a rookie in 1977 and learned how to play cover two from the great Steel Curtain people. So it's been here 50 years. John Stallworth, Len Swan, those guys practice against cover two and ate cover two up against us in practice. We played cover two, and that's what really kind of brought the tight end into the league. Al Davis went out and got some big-time tight ends to try to get down the middle against cover two. Cleveland played us twice a year. They drafted Ozzie Newsome, who went to the Hall of Fame attacking cover two. So this is not a new problem or a new situation. You just have to learn how to attack it. Don Coryell and Joe Gibbs, I can tell you this, they almost ran me out of the league putting up 50 points against cover two. So don't tell me it can't be attacked.
Why do you think scoring is down?
Scoring is down because I don't think we practice much. Yeah. When you don't, when your veterans don't play in the preseason, it's funny, this game, I was talking with Coach Tomlin, my second year, 1978, I was a second-year player for the Steelers. We played the Cowboys in the last preseason game. Roger Staubach threw 50 passes in that game. They beat us on the last drive. We had Jack Lambert and Joe Green and all our guys in there trying to stop it. They scored with 29 seconds left. We put Len Swan and Terry Bradshaw back in trying to win the game. And both of those teams ended up playing in the Super Bowl that year. Hmm. Now, if you try to get your guys ready like that, they would kind of run you out of the league. But I don't think we practice enough. I don't think the sharpness is there early on. Now, you're going to see some good offense, and you're going to see some highly skilled things going on in November. But I just think we need to practice more.
Absolute treat to have you on every single time. Thank you so much for the amazing interview. Football Night in America, the Hall of Famer Tony Dungy on the home of the Cowboys. Thank you, Coach. We'll be watching Sunday night.
All right. It should be a fun one. I'm expecting a shootout.
In the rain, maybe, possibly. With these...
That's what I hear. I'm not happy about that because we'll be on the sideline. So hopefully it doesn't rain, but it's going to be a good one. Anytime Steelers-Cowboys play, it's always fun.
Thank you, Coach. You're awesome. Appreciate
it. Thanks, guys.
Tony Dungy on the D&M Leasing Hotline, a baseball legend created last night, and the end of Vince McMahon than Mike McCarthy all in this hour with Sean and RJ.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!